Hello, my name is Brett Bensinger, and I'm here to show you an easy way to generate C# classes you can use when working with REST services that have JSON responses. Many services today offer a REST API, and the format of the response is usually in JSON. Manually creating classes to work with this data can be painful, and using Dynamics won't allow you to take advantage of the IntelliSense features in Visual Studio. So today I'm going to show you how to use the Web Essential plugin for Visual Studio to create C# classes. First thing you'll need to do is go to this URL and download the plugin for Visual Studio 2013 Update 3. Once the Web Essentials plugin is installed, it is pretty simple to create your JSON classes if you have a JSON response string. So what I typically do is write some code that will result in the JSON response I'm interested in generating classes for. And in this case, I'm accessing the Yelp REST API to return a business with a specific phone number. So what we also need is to create a file to paste in our classes generated by the Web Essentials plugin. To do this, I'll go ahead and create a new class. By right-clicking and choosing Add, New Item, choose a class, and I'm going to call this Yelp Data. Okay, and what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and delete this class because it won't be needed. And then I'll go ahead and I'll run my application, which I have a breakpoint set right after the call to get the data. So then we can look in the locals window here and look in our object where we have the data. And then if you right click here and choose Edit Value, you can hit Control C to copy it, then go ahead and stop the debugger. Then back in our Yelp Data class, we put the cursor within the namespace and we choose the Edit menu, Paste Special, Paste JSON as Classes. And here it will generate all the classes we need for this particular JSON response. It by default will name the base class root object, which I'm going to call Yelp Businesses. So once we have that, we'll want to take advantage of the Visual Studio IntelliSense to write our code to access the data returned from that REST API. Now we can use strong types in our code to work with the data returned from the REST API. So I hit control period there, which allows it to quickly generate the using statement where I define this data. And then we can just call jsonconvert.deserializeObject for our particular object we're interested in. And now we can just pass it in the response string. Then we can iterate through each business in the businesses collection. And I will just output a couple properties of it. To the output window. Do average rating. Okay, and then if we run the application, and check our output window, you can see it's Five Guys Burgers and Fries with an average rating of 3.5. And that's pretty much it. That's an easy way to generate C# classes from JSON response data if you're using the Visual Studio Debugger along with that plugin. Again, here's the link to the plugin I used, and I hope this helps folks when it comes to using REST services in Visual Studio. And on that note, I think it's time to go get myself a cheeseburger. Until next time, have fun coding.